it was like sitting in a trap house full of roaches and not wanting to move. You know what I mean? Like, I was just sitting there on the couch. Like, if I move, I'm taking a critter home with me. Jade.
Ryan. Bingo season.
You know what I didn't have on my bingo card for 2024?
What's that, Jade?
Earthquakes. That's what I didn't have on my... I did not have that on my bingo card for 2024.
That thing originated on your side of town. So, you know, I blame you.
Can I tell you how I really don't have any sort of survival skills? Because I was in my bed, okay? And I was like, I'm going to take a quick nap before I get up and really start my work day, okay?
Must be nice. You lived a leisurely life. Look at you.
It is beautiful.
Oh, man.
Blessed. Okay, blessed.
Be luxuriating.
I felt my bed move. Mm. I said, I'm not moving my bed. What is happening?
It was cash.
And I knew it wasn't cash because he's only 4 pounds. So then I said to myself, I didn't say, let me get up and investigate what's happening. You know what I did, Ryan? I turned around and I went back to sleep.
Wild crazy. You are wild crazy. Meanwhile, on my neck of towns, they was like, yo, you good? Jade done caused the earthquake in New Jersey. What's going on? What's going on with you? You all right? Everybody going crazy. Meanwhile, the
only reason I knew there was an earthquake or that it happened was because one of my cousins called me because she felt it, obviously, because she lives in New York. And she was like, was that an earthquake? And I was like, oh, was it? I have no survival skills whatsoever. The first time there was an earthquake in New York that I experienced many moons ago, I was coming from a job interview at Wendy's and the earth shook. You know what I did? Did I put my burger down and leave the premises? No, I sat there and continued to eat.
You said that you was coming from a job interview at Wendy's. I know where you were coming from, but I know it sounded to the people that this rich auntie was looking for a job at Wendy's.
let me say, I was coming from a job interview and went to Wendy's to go eat after. And there was a earthquake and I did not put the burger down.
Mm. All right.
I continued to eat. I don't have survival skills. I don't have survival instincts at all.
I believe it was that same earthquake. I don't think we knew each other yet at that at that moment. We did. But I was driving not my first car, but one of my first cars. It was a hoopty. It was a just to get around town hoopty. And so I was at a stoplight and my car started to shake. I said, oh, Lord, I just need this car to last me just a few more months before I get the next one. Just a few more months. And I was like, what is going on? And so then I was moving up and down. And then I looked right next to me and the car next to me was also moving up and down. I was like, wait, is this an earthquake? Like, because, you know, New York, we don't know nothing about this.
Nothing.
What's going on right now is that they're becoming more normalized here, and I don't like it. Keep that thing over there. Keep that thing over there, not over here.
Do you know whose fault the earthquake is?
Whose fault, Jade?
Eric Adams.
how so, Jade?
You want to know why it's Eric Adams' fault? I'm going to tell you right now. Did you know that Eric Adams got baptized on Good Friday by Al Sharpton on Rikers Island?
Oh, Oh, gosh. I did not know that's what we were speaking about today. you didn't tell me. But yes, I did see that. And I was just like, how does this man seem to get even more ridiculous every single week? Like, every week he's like, all right, on a Sunday night, he's like, what's it going to be this week? What am I going to do this week? I don't get it.
I did not know that Eric Adams got baptized on Good Friday until this Wednesday when I was talking to Jasmine and Jasmine told me that Eric Adams got baptized on Rikers Island.
We got to get Jasmine on this show like ASAP.
She's waiting. She cannot wait. And I just need y'all to realize that this is why Mother Nature and Earth decided to shake shit up in New York and New Jersey because that blasphemous endeavor that happened was uncalled for or unnecessary. So, you know, I had to do a quick deep dive and I went to go look for photos because allegedly he got baptized with 11 male inmates. I have yet to see any photos of any of the 11 alleged inmates that also got baptized on Rikers Island.
I saw Sharpton in a whole bishop's dress And Eric Adams wasn't necessarily being fully baptized. It was just like pouring some Brita filter on top of his head. That's what I thought I saw. But I don't know. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. And the event was meant to symbolize renewal and commitment on Rikers Island, where 32 inmates have died.
I don't mean to laugh. Oh, God.
So if y'all want to know why shit is getting shaken up in New York, it's Eric Adams' fault. I said it, and people were like, you are not a serious person. No, Eric Adams is not a serious person, okay? Eric Adams is not a serious person, and he is the reason why tectonic plates are shifting.
I see.
And we are suffering earthquakes and shit.
I was getting ready to cuss you out about bringing this man up yet again, but I'm picking up what you're putting down this week. I'm picking it up. See, okay.
And it originated in Jersey. Why? Because he actually
lives in Jersey. It's all coming together. All right. You got this this week.
To let y'all know that real quick. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go.
Anyway, I hope everybody was okay. My mother, who obviously does not live on this planet, did not feel it at all. But she did feel an aftershock a couple minutes ago because she called me. I didn't feel it.
Are saying they're experiencing aftershocks. I didn't feel the first one. I didn't feel the second one. Only thing I knew about it was that everybody was texting me to try to find out if I was, you know, okay and all that. My coworker was like right next to me when it happened. He was like, "It's crazy. My wife just said an earthquake just happened in New York." And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Simultaneously, my wife is hitting me up. Yo! She's dramatic. That's why she's not on this show. But yeah.
I hope she punches you in your solar plexus. Yeah, don't do my girl like that.
Yeah.
Do not do my girl like that. I got a hair on my mouth and I can't find it.
She was at the kids' school. For whatever reason, they want her to be the PTA president, but like you, whatever. That's another story for another day. But she was like, yeah, the kids are fine. Everyone's okay. The kindergarten parents are coming in droves to pick up their children. I said, oh, I remember when I was a crazy parent too. They'll be all right. I kept it moving.
I just think it's wild that I really went back to sleep. So if it would have been a catastrophic event, I wouldn't have known anything. I would have just died because I'd have been asleep.
Wild, crazy. Yo, the texts that were coming through from the school was just like, yeah, so we've walked to school and everything is okay. I said, since when y'all became structural engineers? y'all just walked around and looked around and was like, yep, everything's good.
looks sound. That wall that we've had problems with,
like,
it survived. We're good.
Like, what? This was like a clear like 33 minutes and 22 seconds after the event. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? But I will see them after school because I'm not coming right now. But,
I'm just saying, Eric Adams, get your shit together because we can't be having this happen. Okay? That's all I'm saying because it's your fault. Anyway, guess what?
Chicken butt.
I came up.
That's what they say.
Yo, when I tell you I hate you, I came up with a game.
Okay. We haven't done this in a long time.
We have not.
We haven't actually done this on YouTube yet. So the new listeners are in for something. Maybe I could try to come up with a graphic or something. Let's see.
So this is taking an oldie but goodie, but just making it a little bit Jidae-ish.
Jidae is not really good at these things, so I'm going to preface that right now. Let's see. All right, cool.
I am amazing at games. Don't let Ryan fool you. I am the reigning champion.
She can't really play the games. Okay. She can't really even administer the games. She's not good at this, but we'll try.
You see how he just be lying on me? He is just lying. Anyway, This is Unhinged Would You Rather.
Okay. I'm into it. Okay. I'm into it.
It's not even that crazy. It's just very wild. You know, like just different scenarios. First example. Would you rather have all your messages exposed or all your photos exposed?
I think my photos. Because some of these group chats that I'm in, I can never be president. I'm just saying. Well, actually, maybe because, you know.
Listen, you see where we had it, right?
I mean, but, you know. Yeah, probably my pictures. I don't take salacious pictures or anything crazy. Like, what my wife needs to see, she'll see in person. So.
Nah, throw my phone in the Hudson. Neither. Throw my shit in the
Hudson. You said neither.
Okay. Throw my shit in the Hudson. Between the group chats and the photos. Matter of fact, put it on the next spaceship that's gonna not make it. Put my shit on that because absolutely not.
Mm. Okay.
This is for all our Black folk. Would you rather be the perpetual spades or dominoes partner of the worst player at every family function or never get the aux cord at every family function?
I don't need the aux cord because we don't do that anymore. We do Bluetooth.
Whatever. I'll not be able to connect to the Bluetooth.
Listen, Jade, when I tell you, do you play spades?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to play spades?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to see. When you invite me to your apartment, we're going to see. 10. This could be the make or break of our friendship, Jade. I'm just saying.
Listen, let me say something. The only reason I don't play spades. The only reason that I hate playing spades is because I have literally seen people lose friendships, like legitimate friendships off of spades. And I'm like, y'all.
What?
Like the argument.
What was that? Come on.
Like, because I don't know why you, like, some people just don't be thinking. And it's cool. But then just don't play spades. Like, just get you a partner that's equally yoked. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't play with a grandmaster and you know that you're a beginner.
I've been playing spades since middle school, all right? I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but it's decades. Decades. I've been playing this game for decades, right? It's all about strategy. You got to think about what's happening right now. You got to think about what's going to happen moves from now. You got to think about loads of things. What your partner's going to do, what they're going to do. Because, you know. It's us versus
them.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Okay, so you would rather never get the Bluetooth?
Oh no, I don't need that. But hold on. What was your question actually? Because
would you rather be the perpetual spades or dominoes partner of the worst player?
Oh no, family. Yeah, I don't need the aux cord or whatever. I don't need, like, we're gonna have a silent party today.
Would you rather have your life narrated publicly by Morgan Freeman, but he's overly critical of everything you say or everything you do, or have your life decisions made by a council of your exes?
Much like Jhené Aiko could sing to me at every moment of every day, Morgan Freeman's voice is the voice of God. I don't care.
Listen.
Morgan Freeman is going to narrate my life.
Listen. I'm choosing Morgan Freeman just because my exes, even though we're cool, I don't need them. I don't. They're exes for a reason. I don't need you here.
I could have done the exes, but one of those exes is married to a politician now, and it's a lot going on. So we're gonna leave that alone.
Would you rather be able to watch movies and TV shows that your grandparents approve of, or have your social media feeds curated by your most opinionated aunt?
Social media, I think, because I got some pretty spicy aunts, so that might make my social media feed pretty interesting, you know. That's just me.
I'm rocking with the grandparents because Matlock,
oh God, no,
Columbo,
no,
Murder, no, She Wrote.
No thanks.
Sign me up. Your girl is ready.
I'm sure I saw all of the episodes of all of those shows as I was growing up, but
and
like
I don't watch them again.
I don't need it. No thanks. I need HD. No square boxes. I can't do it.
Would you rather host a cookout and have everyone critique your grilling skills or dance offbeat at every family gathering for the rest of your life?
Dance offbeat for the rest of my life.
Cooking, which I thought too.
Cooking, I do that. I know how to do that.
I mean, I'm fine with either one, but I like dancing offbeat. So
offbeat dancing is just a opening for a joke. It's also an opening to have conversation for something. Like, come on. That just makes the party even better.
Would you rather live in a world where your favorite soul food comes calorie-free, but you can only eat it on Mondays, or have unlimited access to your favorite dish, but it's always prepared by someone who doesn't understand seasoning?
Mondays. Come on.
Right? Like, that was a pretty easy one, I think.
That was quite easy. Quite easy.
Would you rather have to narrate your life using only rap lyrics, or have every serious conversation happen in rhymes? I'm going with rap lyrics because I swear I'm Jay-Z Jr. So I'm going with rap lyrics. I'm rapping.
Oh, man. These are too good. Say it one more time, the options.
Would you rather have to narrate your life using only rap lyrics or have every serious conversation in rhyme?
So see, some serious conversations don't need to be that serious. So doing it in rhyme would actually be quite hilarious to me. But I'm gonna have to go with the first part because, like, certain things, like if we're talking about essay, or something like that, then yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah. So yeah. All right, cool.
Okay, this is my last one. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have your life's most embarrassing moments narrated by your favorite comedian, or have your daily activities turned into a gospel song sung by your local choir?
Gospel song, mama. Listen, gospel music, I know it sounds kind of cliche, but it's godly. It's it just does something to you. Like, good gospel music will give me the goosies.
Let me tell you something.
I need that.
First of all, you and the goosies. Somebody was like, I teach Gen Z and I have never heard goosies. Tell Ryan his sister is playing in his face. That's what somebody told me.
All right. Let me see Urban Dictionary as you talk. Let's see.
I'm definitely going with local choir, because I am moving to wherever Kirk Franklin and his gospel choir is, and I'm just letting them do their thing. So I could be just walking down the street having the time of my life.
Goosies, goosebumps on Urban Dictionary. What are we talking about? Since 2015. Come on.
Okay.
2013.
I'm just telling you that somebody told me that your sister was playing in your face because they ain't never heard goosies before.
She's not teaching real Gen Z people. That's what's going on. That's probably what's going on.
That's probably
She's teaching Gen Alpha. That's what it is.
That could be it. That honestly could be it.
That's what it is.
I'm so thirsty today, and I'm blaming Eric Adams for that too. all right.
That was good. That was not terrible. All right.
See?
Okay. All right. Not terrible. I'm into it. And what was the name of this? Unhinged.
Would you rather? I was going to make it a little bit more unhinged, but I feel like sometimes we got to get a little bit more family friendly.
Why?
So I kept it. I don't know. I wasn't feeling like being too spicy, because I feel like our topics are spicy, and
you think you're too good for the garbage because you're wearing DVF today? That's what you think?
Yes. I didn't even think you could see that. You have great eyesight.
You know, better than 20/20 vision. I don't even wear glasses. Whenever y'all see me with glasses, it's fake. My Clark Kent. You know how I go.
Here he go. Can we jump right into it? Because we do have quite a bit of things to talk about.
Let's get into it.
Okay, let's start with, did you watch Gerard Carmichael's reality show?
You almost made me spit out my drink. Yes, of course I did, Jhené. Yo, when I tell you that sit down special that he did that got him the Emmy or whatever?
Yes.
I was like, man, this was like, it was really good, but it was very sad at the same time. Right, I was like, this man needs some help. Like, cause I really just kind of wanted to give him a hug at the end of it. Cause I'm like,
right.
Why did we think this was supposed to be funny? Like, because it's, I mean,
right,
yikes. So I was like, all right, let's see what he's got going on since he's Lil Nas X'd himself, right? And I was just like,
Latin Lil Nas X'd himself.
Have you seen the way he dresses now?
He's definitely leaning into his fashion.
Good for him. I like a fashion moment situation.
No, me too.
I don't wear any of this stuff, but like, I like it.
Yeah, I don't think he's fashionable, but he's definitely leaning into his fashion.
but yeah, I did watch and I was like, man, he really did not need to do this. We did not need to see this much of this man's life. And it's only the first episode I saw. I mean, damn it.
I said the exact same thing. I said, to quote the Puerto Rican princess, Jocelyn Hernandez, ho, why is we here? That's what I said to myself as I watched. Okay? Because the more the episode went on, in the beginning, I was like, okay, this is interesting, like to see kind of like the behind the scenes things that's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the more it went on, the more uncomfortable I got, and the more I wanted to know, why was I here?
There was two things in particular, two specific.
Not you with background effects.
Sorry for those that are listening. I'm not even going to explain what just happened. You just gotta watch it on YouTube to see what just happened.
You gotta go to YouTube now to see that.
Two things happened in particular that I was just like, yeah, we didn't need this. We didn't need this.
I'm pretty sure one of them is probably the same thing that I thought about. But there's a few things that I thought were not necessary.
Go ahead.
One, I did not need to see Gerard Carmichael with a white man's foot in his
mouth. Oh my God. Oh, that's the number one thing.
I did not need that in my life at all.
I'm like, so back when, okay. I know y'all be looking at me like I'm crazy, but back when reality shows just started, like mm-hmm. like really started like going off.
Mm-hmm.
The wife and I were contemplating doing a reality show.
Of course y'all were, and I would have been tuned in every moment.
I could not live with cameras in my face 24/7, Janae. I barely can put my own camera in front of my face to record to show y'all stuff. Like, I just could not do it.
I just want to know why.
Okay. So, to that point, you are on Grindr. You are looking for the most explicit, crazy sex that you can find on Grindr. And then you bring in these random strangers into a situation where you got full-blown HBO in your hotel room, documenting every single moment of your life. These crazy people are just like, sure, I'll sign a release. Then y'all go on to be as ridiculously intimate as possible with the cameras right in your face. One person said, we had just finished, and then Gerard said, okay, the crew's coming in right now, like literally right after. And I'm just like, why do I see this man's toes in your mouth? Why am I looking at your tongue down this man's throat? Why do I need to see this level like, of your life?
The kissing, I didn't necessarily mind because, like, we see it on TV.
Right.
Right? Fine. I just don't know why. I didn't know that I was being invited into your bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, that was not my expectation going into this. And the reality for me is, Gerard Carmichael, and I'm sure this is his way of coping with whatever is going on in his life, but I need him
to see to my find therapist.
Another, I need him to find another therapist because the one that he's talking to Facts. Now is not working.
Facts.
Because I did not need to see that. I did not need to see the man in his sadomasochist mask.
I did not
refuse to be on camera.
I did not need to see him in his tighty whities. So
I did not
many
need
things.
To see so much of it. And the thing is, like, sure, this is a kind of an unfiltered look at someone who's trying to navigate a new phase of their life, right? Like, living his truth out in the open. I get it. But, like, let's not. And say that.
And say that we did. Yeah. Word. Facts. Facts.
You know what I mean? Facts. I will say, Tyler, the Creator, is the start of everybody's villain arc. Okay, he is the start of everybody's villain arc because the way that man sat there and told that man that he caught feelings for him, and Tyler basically said, "Shut up, bitch, sir."
You know,
like this man called him there for a heart to heart.
Yo,
Tyler ordered food
Yo.
That was delivered. Didn't even tell somebody y'all could go get it. Went, got his food.
Yo,
got up. Went into the little room where the cameraman was or the sound person was hiding to fart and then left.
The thing about Tyler, everything that Tyler did, it was not surprising to me.
Mm-mm.
The issue, reason why I say that this man needs therapy is, and a lot of y'all do, because a lot of y'all do the same nonsense. Y'all reaching for people that are not reaching for you. Like, what are we talking about? Like, this man ducked you for a year or however long you said he ducked you for, and you was still holding out hope for this dude. Man, every time you asked him to go to the Emmys with you, he said, nah, I'm busy. Did he tell you what he was busy with or anything like that? No. Man, took forever to come and get on camera. You decided to have this heart-to-heart with this man on camera. The man laughed in your face. And you still heartbroken about this. Like, the man don't like you that way.
Tyler didn't even friend zone him. He family zoned him. He said, you're like a brother.
Brother.
He pulled a me. So I know Tyler is toxic because I love telling somebody, no, you're like a brother. Which when I say it, I mean that in totality. Like, I don't see you in, there's no hope for you and me to ever get to that level because I literally see you as a brother.
The thing is, I respect my siblings way too much. I would have more of a conversation with a heart to have with these people as I'm explaining it to them. Like, the man was like, I feel like I said something very normal to you. And he was like, no, you said, shut up, bitch, or whatever you said. And the, and Tyler was like, I did say that, didn't I? And started busting out laughing. Yo.
The start of, but to your point too, this is a little sidebar. You spoke a word when you said, start going after people that like you. I'm tired of you people getting on these podcasts talking about women who are gold diggers. You don't have gold to dig. You like women who are out of your league. And women like men who can do things for them that they can also do for themselves. So to Ryan's point.
This sounds a little personal today.
Because I'm tired. I'm tired of people saying you can't find. No. Start dating women that actually like you and stop going for the women who don't and then making all women your problem.
Yo.
Same goes for gay people. Anybody. Yo. Stop going after people who, who are unattainable for you and go for those people who are actually attainable. They may not be your type.
Yeah.
Get over it. Because your type doesn't like you.
I'm still saying that, like, this man was going on stage and made Tyler a part of his sit-down routine, talking about, I told my best friend that I have feelings for him. When were you two best friends? Because it don't seem like y'all were even ever friends.
It really seemed like some associate shit to me. Like,
that's what it seemed like.
Because if I ever told, even though I can be like a bit abrasive according to my friends, if somebody came to me and said that they liked me and I didn't feel that same way for them, I definitely wouldn't be like, shut up, bitch, ha ha, and then go fart in somebody's room. Like, that's just not, you know what I mean? Like, I would probably be like, like, I don't know where that came from. I'm flattered, but I don't feel, you know what I mean? Like, I would have a genuine conversation with you.
Right, right.
Because at the end of the day,
especially if that's your friend, yeah.
I care about your feelings. Yeah. And my intent is to never hurt you or to hurt your feelings.
Right.
Tyler could not, and I cannot stress this enough, could not care any lesser. About Gerard Carmichael and his feelings.
At all.
And then I didn't need to see you pop mushrooms and then go vomit on the side of the road after you won your Emmy. I didn't need to see any of that.
Yo.
I need him to start loving himself, one, and I need him to really find a therapist that's really going to help him because who he has now is not working.
At all. And then...
It's not working.
And then, I mean, I know this industry is grimy and crazy, but like this, the Wendy Williams documentary, all that stuff. Like, these are things that we don't need to see. No matter how much y'all put into the production and all of that, like, it's just gross. It's gross.
You can keep it. It's no, like, they can keep every last bit of it can be kept. Because the reality is, I don't know if I'm going back for episode two.
That was my next question.
I felt, I didn't feel like, you know, sometimes you watch reality shows and you feel like you're being invited into a space. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was invited into a space and it was being held hostage. You know what I mean? Like, because I started it and I couldn't end it, but then I was uncomfortable the whole time. It was like sitting in a trap house full of roaches and not wanting to move. You know what I mean? Like, I was just sitting there on the couch. Like, if I move, I'm taking a critter home with me. And I don't know if that I can do that for a long extended period of time.
You did a lot there with that analogy, but... Okay, we'll see.
Did you not feel the same way? You felt the same way.
I wouldn't say that was my exact feelings, but I get where you're coming from. I get
you
the
was
sentiment.
Looking over your shoulders, making sure there were no critters crawling on you because you saw one on the wall that greeted you when you came in.
Oh,
you know
God.
You were. according to TMZ, which should not surprise anybody. Uh-huh. Various production companies in Hollywood are working on a bunch of Diddy documentaries. They're scrambling to create Diddy documentaries.
Is the 51 a real thing or was that just him trolling?
He's just trolling.
Yeah.
He's such an attention seeker. I could tell, and this is I know his mama's gone and all this other stuff. He had a traumatic childhood, but I could just tell he was not loved up enough as a baby. Like, I could just tell because all this stuff that he's doing for attention is just absolutely ridiculous. So they want to include everything from the civil lawsuits to the federal raids. There's at least 5 production companies who have been contacting people who are or once were in Diddy's world from, of course, Aubrey O'Day, who I'm sure can't wait to get some
can't
sort of
wait.
Popularity. Ex-security guards, former assistants, and Cassie. So far, I guess most of these are Hulu, ABC News Studio for Hulu, plus a few from the UK production companies. So let me tell you this right now. If UK gets on this, they don't have the same censorship that we have over here. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. People putting tapes out, it's a wrap. Because they don't have the same type of regard that we have.
They got to put it on. Is it Channel 4? Is that the channel? Because there's a show. There's a show on Channel 4 in UK that I was just like, wait a second. People, like, just little children watch this channel too?
Listen,
like, it's called, what's the name of the show? But the premise of the show is that people are, like, so tired of, like, dating people and trying to figure it out. They figured they would go off of just straight attraction. And so, basically, they are judging these people off of their complete in-the-buff bodies. That's what, yo, wild, crazy stuff going on over there. Check it out. Naked Attraction. That's what it's called. Check it out.
See what I'm saying?
Check it out. Check it out.
If the UK gets a hold of, if they're the first ones to get this, we're seeing all types of stuff. Like, we're seeing all kinds of things.
Man.
Because ABC News for Hulu is just going to give us what we already know. Mm. It's just going to be a rehash, and Aubrey O'Day is going to be sitting there talking about her one time and Danity came and she got fired. Because that's really where all her stuff boils from, right? Like, that's what it boils down from.
I think I saw an interview with his former bodyguard or something like that, former security or something like that. And this guy, I don't know how true it was, but he was talking a whole bunch of stuff that was kind of compelling. But then again, in this, like, world, who knows what's true and what's not. But
I shouldn't say, like, because I need them to really start venting people, because everybody and their mama on the internet telling me that they used to work with Diddy and they got a story. And each story that they tell gets even more outlandish. You know what I mean? And so I'm just kind of like, and this is no shade. Like, I do think Diddy is guilty of some things, but some of the things that y'all are trying to put on this man, it's just like, y'all gotta be real, because y'all are really sensationalizing something that's serious, but y'all are sensationalizing it to the point that it sounds like it's coming from. Do you remember that tabloid that used to come out way back when? It used to be like Alien Spotted, and they would pay people, and it would be like
National Enquirer?
It was worse than National Enquirer.
I don't know.
There was another one that was like just straight. It was always like Bigfoot caught married with wife and kids. And it'd be like some man in a Bigfoot costume married to like some blonde bombshell woman. And they would have like kids dressed up as half hairy human beast. I'm going to find the name of it and I'm going to tell you about
it. Wow.
But this is what people are giving me.
Wow.
Also, I need 50 Cent to, this is going to sound weird to say, but I need him to get a job. Because he is on the internet more than most people are on the internet, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
He posted something where, like, Media Takeout said that Ciroc was trying to get him to be the, like, new spokesperson for Ciroc.
When was that? Wasn't that on April Fool's? I thought that was a joke, but maybe, is it real?
It was not real, but Beast, I said this last week, people don't take media literacy seriously. So people thought it was real.
Yeah,
People thought that, I sent it to the group chat where BBQ said they were dropping a Diddy Daiquiri on April Fool's Day,
right,
and I had so many people thinking that, like, that was legitimate.
Yeah.
And literally saying, oh my God, now BBQ's dropping a Diddy Daiquiri on April 1st.
I need these companies to stop. Like, April Fool's was never supposed to be, let's just blatantly lie to our customers. That just doesn't make sense. Like, one of the, even, listen to this one. There's a supposedly Christian clothing line called God is Dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people have seen this or whatever. They sent me a text message stating, going out of business sale, everything must go. And I said, damn, how they going out of business now? So of course I clicked the thing, because I'm just like, if they're going out of business, I might as well get something for the road.
Right.
Went over there. The sales was just the regular sales they normally have. And then I was just like, oh, April 1st. Like
you just wanted traffic.
That's like gross. Like for a customer like me, I'm never buying anything again. Like,
yeah, it's just, I just don't understand. You know what it is too? Is they're not creative.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
People aren't creative. Like, businesses are not creative with their April Fools.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it shouldn't be in a mass email that you send to customers. It should be something that you post on like social. And it should be something that's more internal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, watch us pull a massive prank on our CEO, and then at the end you drop your promotion code for April Fool's Day.
Right, right.
Versus you making me waste my time to go to your website just to see that
to get April angry Fool's. And to get angry. Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying.
Now I don't want to rock with you anymore. Like,
it's like daylight savings time. Who needs it? Like,
nobody. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. I've said this time and time again, I have an affinity for young Aoki Lee Simmons. Okay. I love her. I think she is the smartest, sweetest little thing in the world. But I have to be an auntie because I just saw on People magazine that Aoki is currently dating a 65-year-old restaurateur.
Oh my God. Shade.
At 21 years of age.
Okay. My wife showed me to, we were driving home because I had to come here and do my mess talk with you. I nearly pulled the car over. I said, no, that's big lies. They're making that up. And then I saw the publication and I was like, and then I saw the picture and I was like, where they do this at? And also, I'm gonna need y'all to have the same energy for this, just like y'all had for all the other situations, because this is gross. This is extremely gross.
This is gross. He's 65 years old. They say Aoki and Vittorio are spending time together and enjoying each other's company, adding that the couple met while vacationing in St. Bart's, a favorite Simmons family travel destination. This man is a year younger than her father.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Real quick, right? Let's just think about this for a second, right? Let's say these teens were fast, right? And they had this teen man had a kid at 15, right? Mm-hmm. And just because of that, like, example, that child, when that person is 30, had a child when they were 15, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So now that original guy is now the grandfather of a child, and that person is 30, right? Mm-hmm. Now that grandchild decide, they doing it, I should do it too, right? Mm-hmm. That grandchild hits 15 and has another kid. Now the original person is 45. That's a great grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now that great grandchild turns 15. That original person is 60.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, I'm going to have a child right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going? This person, we still haven't reached this person's age yet. We still haven't got to this person's age yet.
Let me tell you what makes
this. That's great-great-grandchildren. Great-great-grandchildren.
It's the fact that this man was a smooth 44 when this child was born.
Oh my God.
44.
Jedi, I already told y'all in a recent episode how I would string people up to the back of my car and drive them through the town square.
When this child was born. And I would hope that my hope is that Kimora is finding out with the rest of us and she pulls Aoki to the side and lets her know that under no circumstances is this acceptable based off of her own relationship with her own father. And I'm about to be in poor Aoki's comment. She's probably about to block me because I'm about to be like, as a self-delegated auntie, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything in common with a 65-year-old man.
I'm just, I don't even want to think about logistics or anything like that. It's just gross. Like,
it's gross.
Oh my.
It is gross. And it's even grosser that a 65-year-old man looked at a 21-year-old girl and was like, oh yeah, now I'm about to date her.
Yo, my kid is about to start middle school in the fall. We just went to a parent seminar about the talk with our children that are heading into middle school. I'm hypersensitive about all of this right now. And to think, 65 years old today?
Right, this man was older than me when she was born. I'm 40.
Jade, this man is older than my mother. I am 38 years old.
Like, think about that. This man probably has kids older than Aoki Lee. He probably, to your point, even has grandkids older than Aoki.
Oh my God. Oh my
and
God.
The sad shit is Russell can't do nothing about it because he is Russell. Come She's on. Literally being her father. So he can't do Come nothing
on.
About it.
Come on. Come on.
Like this man can pop all the shit he wants in the world right now. Like what you gonna do about it?
Oh my God.
Because you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to the United States. I'm gonna go to New York. You know where you're not gonna go? To New York because you went to Bali because they don't have an extradition treaty with the United States of America. So you don't wanna get. So I really hope and pray that Kimora is pulling her to the side at some point and is telling this little girl, let's not do this.
You saw that somebody served him in Bali though, right?
Yeah. And he was all.
So I don't know if he's actually going to take it up and actually come to the court date, but then he'll now be a fugitive, like for real, for real.
Russell ain't coming back. Russell is not coming back. Ain't nothing Russell can do. Russell is not coming back. Mm-mm. He is not coming back. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. On another note, so we know Angel Reese, right?
We do.
Recently, after LSU lost to Iowa, she did a press conference and she spoke about how she's been struggling lately with a lot of the hostility and negativity towards her in particular, you know, during basketball season, and even outside of basketball season, mm-hmm. after their win last year. Mm-hmm. She claimed that she's faced death threats, sexualization, like people even creating like AI porn behind her and just a lot of pressure. And how she's been trying to stay strong for her teammates amongst all of the challenges that she's facing personally and just want people to show her some grace. To which her coach and her teammates did defend her, her character and things like that. And was basically like, you know, it's just crazy about the misperception between like the public perception of her and like the people who truly know her. Now, most people saw this and was like, okay, why are people giving death threats to this little girl behind basketball?
Right.
Behind college basketball.
Right. Now, college basketball is like the most.
No, it's serious.
It's the most betted on thing right now. So.
No, and I get it. But death threats? Because she said she talks trash like LeBron talks trash. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Enters one of my top five least favorite people on this planet, Emmanuel Acho, who's a former football player.
Yeah.
Who is the most Uncle Tom of Uncle Toms I have ever seen. I have never seen somebody tap dance for white reassurance in my life. Mm. Okay. He was commenting on Angel's post-game reaction after when she spoke about this and basically stated that while she has remarkable talent and performance on the court, she should not seek sympathy for her loss or her portrayal as a villain given her own assertive demeanor and statements. Now, he also said this in a way where he said, let's take a racial and gender bias lens away from this. About a young Black woman who's telling you, a young Black woman is saying that she's getting death threats and it's impacting her personal life and people are demeaning her and sexualizing her, sexually harassing her, basically.
Right.
And your take from this is don't make yourself a victim because of your on-court persona.
Oh my God. This is like a conversation that was happening in the break room at my job the other day, and there was a coworker of mine having a conversation in front of a white supervisor talking about how microaggressions don't exist. I lost it, Jhené. I lost it. I was just like, you can't be serious. Like, why are we pandering to this person right here? Like, you don't live in this world as a Black man. Like, what are we talking about? But
because anyway. At the end of the day, they're still not going to pick you.
Okay, my God.
They're not going to pick you. And so people let him know that like his take was wrong. Yeah. Like out of everything that this girl, she didn't say, she wasn't like, yeah, you know, when I'm on the court, you know, people are yelling at me or people are booing me and it hurts my feelings. She's talking about when she steps off of the court and into her personal life.
Right.
The hate and harassment continues. And your takeaway from that, you big meat-headed bastard, is to not make yourself a villain?
Yo.
I wish him nothing but bad.
I agree. It's terrible, one thing that people are tearing us down. But for us to tear ourselves down, it's worse than gross. It's like, what are we doing? Like, how are we supposed to progress in this world when we have to fight everything that we have to fight and ourselves at the same time? Like, what are we talking about?
Because if she would have said this is happening while she was on the court, and his response would have been, you know, well, people are just giving you the same energy that you're giving them while on the court.
Right.
Then I can say that's an analysis that can be acceptable, because
right,
tensions, people do crazy things when it comes to these sports events.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that she should not make herself a victim, and she's telling, I promise you, Emmanuel Acho, you will never be successful. You will always be the bottom feeding Black person that they choose to give this type of opinion, because they know that you are simple and you are simple minded. And he does this all the time. After George Floyd was murdered, mm-hmm. he started the uncomfortable conversations with a Black man, where he made racism palatable for white people.
Come on. Like, who created that? Why we have...
Okay? He literally sit there and be like, do you feel threatened by me? Do you feel threatened because I'm a... whatever, how tall and big he is. Okay? That's what he did.
That's okay? Like... that's like...
And then we'd have police officers who... again, I am not anti... listen, this is how I feel about police officers. You know what you signed up for. I don't ever wish that a police officer's life is ever put on the line. I never wish death or harm upon a police officer. Mm-hmm. But you know what the dangers of your job is when you signed up for your job, okay? Mm-hmm. He sat there with police officers and had them tell him stories of, you know, when their lives were on the line and the criminal looked like him. As though that justifies.
Right.
The unjust murder of Black people.
Right.
Okay. Then during this whole, so you know, this whole genocide that's happening over in Gaza, mm-hmm. there's a influencer who, she's flying out all these American actors and actresses who all of a sudden are Jewish, which they're not. They're born in like Brooklyn to Christian families, to show you the dangers of Hamas and the war. Right. But they're walking along the streets freely. They co-authored a book together. It's like Uncomfortable Conversations with a Jew or something to that effect. You were always on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, yeah.
He also at one point said that he cannot relate. The reason that people felt comfortable speaking to him about Black issues is because basically he's not a typical Black American because he's Nigerian. He has a Nigerian background, so he cannot... he doesn't understand, doesn't have the same propensity to understand like the racism, slavery talk and things of that nature because he's Nigerian. Mm. I want you to stub your pinky toe on both feet every day for the rest of your life. Put on uncomfortably tight shoes for the rest of your life because you are not the spokesperson for us.
This is giving like, it's like being whipped and then that same person being whipped, going to the person that whipped them to massage their hands because they hurt their hands as they were whipping you. That doesn't make sense. Oh my God. This is like, I had a conversation with an American, like, cause obviously our families are from the Caribbean. And I know, mm-hmm. I know you were speaking about Nigerians, but there are some Caribbean Black people in America that come here that unfortunately try to do that pick yourself up by the bootstraps kind of notion and all that. And this American Black got all of them together talking about the only reason you came here for opportunities because we built this and you're standing on
factual.
And you're standing on our backs telling us that we are the ones that need to do certain things in order to, you know, assimilate and do all of these things. No, not when they fought for how much they fought in order to get the things that are afforded to all of us right now. Like, what are we talking about? Like, how do you not understand that the only reason Nigerian people speak English is because of colonization. So just because Nigerians didn't come here doesn't necessarily mean that they also are not affected and can't understand this. What are we talking about?
Nothing irritates me more than the diaspora wars. Nothing irritates me more, because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care where you come from. When shit hits the fan, they're not going to say, "Oh, you're not Black American. Okay, you're free to go. You getting locked up too. You getting shot too. We gonna be in the streets marching for you regardless." And I'm a Caribbean American. Like, I was born in the Caribbean. I was raised here. Don't ask me why I don't have a Caribbean accent. I've never had it. I've been here since I was two. I'm more American than I am Caribbean, unless a reggae song, come on. Then I'm Caribbean to the core. Nothing upsets me more than a diaspora wars, though. Like, nothing upsets me more than that. And it's because we literally look the same to all the racists. So let's stop. Let's stop.
Yeah. We already gave him a little bit too much energy on this.
I didn't mean to give him. All right. So there's two things we can talk about next before we wrap this up. We can talk about Raymonte, Cardi B, and colorism, or I can curse out Charlamagne. Let me curse out Charlamagne real quick, and then we're going to get to Raymonte, okay? Because I got to do this real quick, because it's not going to settle right in my soul. So Charlamagne Tha God appeared on The Daily Show. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because he's a DEI hire, but we're not going to get into that too much.
Wait, he was the host?
He wasn't a host. He appeared as a guest.
Okay.
In which he spoke about how he thinks that DEI is garbage. Those were his words. To address this problem, businesses turn to a solution called diversity, equity, and inclusion. It means more fair hiring policies, new anti-discrimination rules for the workplace, and sensitivity training seminars. Which, yes, that's what they did. He said it's mostly garbage because basically this is corporations' ways of basically saying they have a Black friend without actually changing anything. Which, to a degree, he's right.
Right.
Because if you look at the top numbers, things are not, a lot of things have not changed, right? He said what we really need is Black leadership. How do we do that? I don't know, because I'm not a Black leader. So why are we talking about something that you don't know anything about? Okay? So
bring stuff up, but let's not have any solutions.
Let's tell people something is garbage.
Yeah.
And not, so I have decided that Charlamagne Tha God is erotically stupid. He gets off on being dumb. He has to get off on being dumb. He is erotically stupid. Because in the same breath in which this man talks about DEI and how it's not working, he says the only way you would know that DEI was working is if you see a lot of right-wing media attacking it and talking about it in a negative way. He said all of this after showing clips of right-wing media networks doing exactly what he said we should be looking for if DEI wasn't working. Because what are they calling it?
Which is precisely why they're cutting back on DEI. Programming or whatever they were doing back when they felt guilty enough. Initiatives, that's the word. When it was guilty enough for them to, you know, do it. Now that, you know, the dust has settled a little bit, all them initiatives are gone. Or a lot of them have scaled back tremendously.
I just want him to know, does he not realize that he is a lot of these non-traditionally Black stations DEI hire? When they bring him on, it's not because he's great at what he does. It's because you're the Black friend. You are the Black friend in which you are talking about. And I don't know if you realize that, dumb, but you give yourself Donkey of the Week.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Inside the house. To the point where, I don't know, maybe he doesn't remember this, but he has spoken at major DEI events.
Well then, yeah.
Okay, so I had to get that off my chest. You erotically stupid donkey. Stop. It's time for the Breakfast Club to hang it up flat screen, because y'all don't contribute anything but discourse and idiocy. Wrap y'all up. Okay, last topic. Your girl Cardi B found herself enmeshed in some unnecessary drama, if you ask me.
I saw this, but I didn't get a chance to pay close enough attention because I know Cardi can handle herself. So I was like, all right, whatever. What happened?
So really, this is all Essence Magazine's fault. This is truly all Essence Magazine's fault.
Oh, boy.
And there was another topic that I wanted to discuss about it, but I don't care too much about the person involved in it. So I'm going to do this instead. So recently, Essence wrote an article saying, titled Raymonte's Birthday Trip, Why Influencer Diversity is Important, in which they discuss basically how, you know, brands are failing to invest in popular Black influencers. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Who's Raymonte?
Raymonte is a TikTok influencer. based out of, I want to say, the South somewhere. He's very funny. He's a gay black man who walks around. He'll walk up to strangers in like Walmart and be like, excuse me. And they're ready for a confrontation. And he'll be like, that outfit?
Oh, okay. One of those.
One of those.
Gotcha.
Very, mostly positive. Like, he's not really problematic in, you know, in the typical sense of the word.
Okay.
So they wrote that article. To which Raymonte responded, OMG Essence, thank you for the article, but this is kind of hypocritical. You all have invited numerous other influencers to events, never me, and the same with BET. I have a large following. My supporters keep me afloat so I don't cry over spilt milk. I don't need a pity party or a deep dive into why I'm not quote-unquote marketable. Don't use me as an example when you contribute to the problem. Mm. You didn't showcase or highlight any of my content or positive moments, so what's being introduced? Talking about everything I'm not getting while also offering me nothing but well wishes and good luck. Girl, fuck y'all. Which, he's right. Right? Like, y'all can't, if y'all are not supporting him in that way, you can't really talk about the problem. Okay? Mm. So he decided to take to his social, mm-hmm. in which he basically stated that he used Cardi basically as an example of someone who's quote-unquote ghetto and is marketable because she's, like, lighter-skinned versus someone like him who doesn't have the same thing.
So that's what he got from it. It was that he's darker-skinned and this is why they're not...
Right.
Taking him seriously.
So Cardi, because she heard her name being dropped, basically was like, you know, when I started, before I became famous, people said I was ghetto. They talked shit about my accent, called me dumb because of the way I speak. I got no couth, talk about my teeth, my braids, my two buns. And to this day, no matter what I accomplish, I still get called a stripper all because I'm ghetto. So there was like a whole bunch of back and forth between them. Mm-hmm. But he was basically saying, like, the point was he was just using her as an example. Like, he wasn't trying to be... rude, or like he wasn't trying to diss her. But why would you compare yourself, one, to a Afro-Latina woman, mm-hmm. versus this white content creator named Landon Ramon, who basically cosplays ghetto black women? Okay, girl, you could have compared yourself to him because he gets brand deals, he gets things like that,
right.
But you compare yourself to a Afro-Latina woman.
Oh man.
Then there was a few more exchanges where he basically had said that he thought she was Mexican or some shit like that. And she brought it up that, like, you know, that's the only time people ever question her, like, blackness. Like, her mom is a black woman from Trini who was born to a black woman. Like, her mom's Trinidadian, born of a black woman, whatever, whatever. Anyway, it all ended up with her giving him advice saying, it takes time. Right now, I get brand deals for over $5 million for a campaign. I got social media famous in 2014. My first brand deal from Fashion Nova was in 2016 and a $200 a post. You can reach any height no matter how ghetto or where you come from. Just remember, the key is to be patient and to be humble. To which he was basically like, you could have just did that from the beginning. No, she couldn't, because you shouldn't have brought her up in the first place.
Yeah.
Then Landon got on his social media, the white guy, talking about how he can relate because people call him ghetto. Landon, you are white. This is not a conversation for you. Mind your business. Okay? He started off good. He started off with well intent. He started off with good intentions. He definitely started off with good intentions, but he was like, you know, I can relate because, or no, like, it's true that, like, you know, people who are deemed ghetto, especially black content creators, don't get the same opportunities. I was like, okay, Landon. And then he turned it on to how he don't get opportunities. We're not talking about you.
Not talking about you at all. No.
But I also need y'all to realize, as content creators, is that it's not the fact that you're ghetto, but it's the fact of what is your mass appeal. Mm-hmm. Because these brands have to know that you appeal to more than just your audience. If they work with you, they need to know that what you're giving them is also going to appeal to their audience at large. So there's a lot of things that go into play into this. And I'm not saying not to be you, but stop chasing brand deals from brands that don't identify with you.
Right.
Go after the brands that actually do identify with you and do want your audience and do want your support.
Right.
Y'all are chasing waterfalls. Stick to what we used to. And then let the waterfalls chase you.
This seems like the theme of the episode, apparently, because that's where we started. Look at that! Look at you, full circle. Like you do this. Like you host this show. Look at you.
Eric Adams not gonna take me down. Okay. He won't break my soul.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Also.
Yeah.
Real quick, Beyonce really is a sociopath, because I was just getting into Texas Hold'em. How you gonna drop the Pony remix?
Yo.
Now I gotta learn how to do a bump and grind to the Pony remix, ma'am. Something. You're not nice.
I got into this album way, like, I took a deeper dive into this album, and Beyoncé, the older she gets, the more raunchy she gets. Like,
I told you,
that album, it started out with a nice lullaby for her daughter and turned into a whole sexcapade by the end of the episode, end of the album. I'm like, yo, this lady.
Said it last week. If there's nothing Beyonce is going to do, she's going to let you goodness. Know that her and Sean Corey Carter have nasty, wild sex. And y'all want to know why she won't leave him?
Oh, my because God.
Because only he is giving it to her the way she wants it given to her, okay? That's all she do. She's not gonna drop an album without letting us know.
Oh man,
that she gets a good girl from her husband. Okay,
it's intense. It's I'm like sometimes I gotta be like, okay, no, this is a married woman. I gotta, you know, just think about it like it's not Beyonce.
I went into Riverdance really expecting like some sort of like river dance. Like we was gonna get like a little Irish tilt and I was gonna be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she said, no hands?
Yo.
Bounce on that shit?
Yo.
She's not. Also, you made me listen to J. Cole's album today and it was cute. He's not seeing Kendrick, but it was cute.
Yo, okay.
And his response to Kendrick was mid. I don't care what nobody said.
We should have got into this. Like, so I listened to the album like straight through. And so the whole album itself kind of skewed my thoughts on the actual diss record, or what they're calling a diss record. What I'm going to say is a couple things. J. Cole be spitting. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all, whatever side you on, J. Cole be spitting. However, I don't think that was a diss record per se. I feel like it's like everybody warming up. And I'm excited for this because what I'm going to get from this is like good music, I think. And because these are the people that they are, I don't think they're going to take this to the streets. I think they're going to keep it on wax.
Yeah, they're going to keep it on wax.
So this is amazing for me. I'm excited. It's giving me that I don't have to argue with people about if Sexy Red is the artist of the millennium, right? Like I could talk
the
girl about
who put the massa hat on stage.
I could talk about people who's actually rapping. So this is great. This is great for me.
Sexy Red number one does not exist in my multiverse. So I don't know who you're talking about. Second, like I said, J. Cole is not my ministry. I listened to it because you told me it was a good album. Like you did tell me like it was worth a listen. I did listen. It's cute. No, he's spitting. It's cute. He's still not my ministry. And I went right back to that lady and her horse, but it was cute. If this was supposed to be, I'm interested to see if Kendrick responds to this diss record, or whatever we are calling it, but I just can't get. I'm from the era when people got disrespectful.
Yeah,
and Kendrick was disrespectful in his diss.
He wasn't as disrespectful as I wanted. He wasn't him to be.
No, Kendrick could get more disrespectful, but he was disrespectful because he basically told y'all that y'all careers ain't shit and it's just him. For you to come back and then basically say you've had trash albums,
which is not the truth, really. But you know,
because if you're putting up discography against discography, yours doesn't even. It doesn't compare. And this is not Grammys. I'm not basing this on Grammys. I'm just basing this off of, I've at least listened to most, if not all, of Kendrick's albums. This was my first time actually listening to a J. Cole album.
Mm.
So.
All I'm saying is I've had multiple debates about this all day long. I'm excited.
No, I'm excited too.
I'm excited. If your Aubrey nemesis steps into the ring as well, I'm here for it all. I just want good music. That's what I want.
If the BBL King decides that he's going to step into the ring, in my personal opinion, it's a little too late. I also thought that this response was a little too, for taking almost 2 weeks. It could have been a little bit better. But I'm gonna give y'all. You know, y'all are not Jay and Nas. I get it.
Jay doesn't even write raps. All he got to do is go into the booth. It's a rap.
Which I get. But like, if Jay and Nas back, like, I'm coming from that mind. Like, I'm coming from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, oh, you got something to say? I'm walking into a radio station right now and I'm spitting a hot and then I'm walking out. You know what I mean? Like, that's the era that I come from.
Yeah.
So you taking 2 weeks or more to respond to somebody, in my mind, that person already won because you had to sit down and really think about this. that you wasn't prepared. I need you to be more prepared.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. So, we'll see.
But that's where we are right now. I was going to talk about Amanda Seales, but I don't care.
Yikes.
What do you call a pony with a cough?
What do you call a pony with a cough today?
A little horse.
Hmm. Solid. All right. What rock group has four men that don't sing?
What rock group, Ryan?
Mount Rushmore.
Now that was good. That was good.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Dead Trees can never solve a puzzle.
Why's that?
Because they're always stumped.
Well then. Well then. I love telling dad jokes. Why? Sometimes he laughs.
You know what I love about jokes like that? I'm always like, it takes me a second and then I'm like, who laughed? Oh, dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's layers to it. Layers. I like the layers.
Layers. What you got?
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Why?
Because it got mugged.
All right. That's where we're going. Why did the smartphone need glasses?
Oh, God. Why?
It lost its contacts.
That was a good one. This one is corny as hell.
Uh-huh.
Why did the whale blush?
Why?
It saw the ocean's bottom.
That's it.
You know, there's so many variations of that joke that like every time I hear it, I'm just like, yo.
Why are pirates called pirates?
I know this one.
Oh, damn it. Let's see how you deliver it.
They just are.
It's, I don't know. They just are. But okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. All right.
This is my last one.
Go ahead.
Did you hear about the Italian chef?
No.
He passed that away.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
Oh, God. Me and my debit card. No, what do you call it?
Prime mates. VirgoSeasonShow@gmail.com is the email address. If y'all hated these jokes this week, you got to send us something. Send us at VirgoSeasonShow@gmail.com or you could DM us directly. She's just at Jade because she's a one name bandit. At Jade. I am O Black Ryan. Yep, the black one. Oh, Black Ryan. All right.
You can also follow us on social media and YouTube at Virgo Season Show. That's TikTok. That's Instagram. That's our YouTube channel. If you have not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is the perfect opportunity for you to take that time and just click that little button. Just bling, bling. It takes you less than a second. I don't even know what less than a second is called, but it takes you less time than that to do it.
Millisecond?
I want smaller than that, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
See? See?
How do you cure a sick lemon?
I'm going to say lemonade, but how?
That's correct. Damn it. Damn you. I think that's it. We've been going for a long time. You took the mood down with all these serious topics this week, man. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Virgo season!